It's 98.3 The Snake. We're the classic rock station. So this Saturday is our 2013 wellness celebration. This Saturday over the Red Line. You can find out full details, 983thesnake.com. There's lots of sponsors, sponsored by Henderson Family Chiropractic, Metamorphosis Day Spa, Westport Insurance, and Wright Physical Therapy. Now, they're going to have booths. There's going to be prizes. There's actually going to be seminars, too. And one of the speakers is in the studio with me. I got a vegan in here.
Oh, my gosh.
I have Jill Scheme.
There's an alert. A buzzer just went off.
She's not only a vegan, but she's also an author.
I am.
Very cool. That is awesome.
I just published Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover.
Nice.
So I'm very excited about it. But that day, I'm going to be speaking at 11:15, and I'm going to be speaking about little changes for big results. Because, you know, we got the start of the year. Kendra, did you make a New Year's resolution?
I didn't make any resolutions. I made lots of goals in various categories of my life.
That's good.
Really cheesy now that I'm saying it out loud.
I think that's good, though. That's like resolutions. But sometimes, you know, I think goals are better, actually, because then you can achieve them.
You got to write how you're going to do it and why you're going to do it.
And if you don't write it down, it's not going to happen. So
exactly.
Way to go. But I'm going to talk about little changes for big results. And there are some people think like you have to, like say if you're trying to lose weight or
overhaul everything.
Everything. And all of a sudden, all you're doing is chomping on celery and carrot in the middle of winter. And you're freezing. But I'm going to talk about there's little changes that you can make that really will affect your life, even just how you eat, even your eating habits, like eating 3 meals a day, chewing your food as opposed to sucking it down. Like, and you know how you are.
Yeah, I get that.
A vacuum cleaner. But those are things that we're going to discuss. I'm also going to talk about, you know, substitutions in foods, what you can do to eat healthier. You know, maybe you can add more beans to your diet. Maybe you can add Veganaise, which is a non-dairy.
I'd like to try it. I've never had it.
Have you never tried that?
I've heard of it. I've heard of Baconaise, too. But,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. That's not quite the same thing. This is actually Fred Meyer carries a lot of these products now, because when I first moved here they didn't really carry anything, and so they've been great. But it's very similar to Miracle Whip. If you liked Miracle Whip as a child, you would like Veganaise, as opposed to the ones who like Hellmann's. You know, you always had the Hellmann's and the Miracle Whip,
right?
And I was raised on Miracle Whip, but my mom used to actually substitute the Miracle Whip for Veganaise and not tell her husband. He never knew the difference. And the only thing you're missing is the saturated fat and cholesterol.
Okay.
So we're going to
taste good.
Oh, it does taste good. And you've had some of my food.
I have. What was that? Bridal,
your bridal
shower or something. That thing you do before you get married.
That's right.
You asked me before we did it. I'm like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, I don't care. Whatever you want. Anything.
Anything that had parents.
anything that's good. And you served us meatless burritos that tasted better than any burrito I've ever had, honestly.
Oh, really?
And I didn't care. I didn't really think
about
the meat.
You didn't miss the meat.
I did not miss the meat at all. And
right.
I think I had seconds. And everyone around me, I don't know if we really told people.
I don't think so. But you guys ate a lot, which is good.
And we ate a lot of it. So
yeah, which is good. But those are
good, too. But, you know.
Yeah, but that was a whole nother topic. But now there are a lot of little things you can do. Okay. A lot of my recipes have brown rice syrup in it, which is made from brown rice. It's a complex carbohydrate, so you don't get the up and down of sugar.
Okay.
And a lot of diabetics can use it. Your kids won't be running around the street. And actually, it's really quite healthy. So we're going to be talking about things like that. And for $2, come on, Kendra.
Yeah, it's only $2. This Saturday over at the Red Line, you can find out full details, 983thesnake.com. There's prizes to win, lots of speakers.
Yeah.
So, okay, so just to give them a tease. So look at me. I'm gonna be completely honest here. Okay, so I weigh 172.
You do?
I bet you can't tell.
How tall are you, 6 foot?
I'm 5'5". I like meat, but I don't have to have it every single day. What's the one thing you would tell me? I know you haven't analyzed my what I eat, but I eat fairly well. What's the one thing you would tell me to do in my life to just do that little tweak to get me to the next step?
If you had a little change, the fact that you like meat, what I would recommend to everyone is to have more of a side dish size of the meat.
Okay.
Where, you know how in our society, if you order a steak, it could be 12 ounces, it could be 16 ounces. I had a friend, I went to dinner with him, he ordered the 22-ounce steak, seriously.
Kind of grossed me out.
It was like, and it came with its own angioplasty. So instead of spinach, it was an angioplasty. But honestly, if you sit there and ate whatever kind of meat like that, whether it's chicken or fish or steak or whatever, more of a side dish size, and balance it more with vegetables. You could add salad, although it's kind of cold right now, but you could do vegetable soup. You could do a whole grain, you know, brown rice.
Okay.
You could do barley, you know,
so
things like that.
Side it up with good size.
Side it up. And also, if you had a little bit of meat, you could add it to like a barley stew, you know, eat it in that way. So okay. You could also get barley as a whole grain and add vegetables to it. Those are things you can do where you're not getting so much, but you don't feel deprived. If you want, you could substitute beans for your meat or chicken in stews and side dishes. So okay. That's a really important one. Kind of change the proportion. And the more complex protein you eat, like a steak, the more refined carbohydrates you crave. So that's why a lot of times when they serve meat with potatoes, potatoes go into sugar very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's a balance. So a lot of times if you eat a steak, a lot of times you want like a big piece of chocolate cake afterwards. You want something sweet. How many times do you say that after a meal?
Steak and chocolate cake go hand in hand usually.
They do. So usually, it's too salty and it makes you crave sweet things. Hmm. So those are things that can actually help you with your cravings. It can help you with your life. And I think that could get you on the right road.
Cool. My husband doesn't care, but I do.
Yeah. No, it's, we all care.
I guess. All right.
I guess, whatever. Matt, you're the best. That's why she married you.
He is. He puts up with my crap. All right. You can find out more about Jill and the Wellness Celebration right now at 983thesnake.com or check her out on Top Story. Or
that's
sister
right.
Station, I guess.
13:10 a.m., 8 to 10, Monday through Friday.
All right. It's 98.3 The Snake.